This is the Tribune Audio Network.
This is the Backstory Podcast. I'm Larry Potash. On this show, we uncover the backstory behind some of the most intriguing tales in history, culture, science, and religion. When we think of America's founding fathers, we think of the English. We often overlook the Scottish, even though about half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence have Scottish roots. And Scottish scientists, philosophers, and poets made an indelible imprint on American culture. Here's the backstory on Scots in America. Like a Scottish plaid tartan, the thoughts and ideas of Scottish scientists, philosophers, and poets weave a colorful and indelible pattern that is the fabric of America. Philosopher David Hume, economist Adam Smith, poet Robert Burns. Scots in America inspire the First Amendment and President Lincoln.
I think the Scottish Enlightenment was important, and that kind of independence of mind came through the critical thinking that they brought to the science and the philosophies that they created.
These Scottish influencers are staples of a college syllabus, but hardly household names. And yet their ideas emanate through Jefferson and Lincoln to create the very foundation of our national persona.
We're about self-determination. We don't want someone else telling us what to do. That's why we came here.
Gus Noble is proud of his Scottish heritage. He just received the Order of the British Empire for his service to Scottish culture in the United States.
You received that from?
From His Majesty the King. It was quite a day. I walked into the throne room, and it's very surreal. You lock eyes with the king.
In receiving this crown, I so promised by God's help.
And then I went to his coronation as well in Scotland, which was a big honor. It was me and the A-plus list of Scotland. And little old me, I play in a honky-tonk band in Chicago.
This is our skilled nursing area. This is where the residents with the highest levels of need live.
When Gus isn't playing in the honky-tonk band, he heads the Chicago Scots, which helps fund a retirement community. He tells King Charles about how his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, donated money years ago to build a new wing.
And so I bring the thanks of the people who live and work at the community. And he said, well, isn't that marvelous? Would you do me a favor and take back my best regards to the residents and staff of the Scottish home? And so I walked in the door when I got back and said, friends, quite literally, I have a message for you from the king. It was quite a day.
The Chicago Scots date back to 1845. The first cultural organization in Illinois, which may seem strange for a group whose success is attributed in part to assimilation.
They thought the path toward success in business was to become American as quickly as possible.
In 1700, Scotland is Europe's poorest independent country. But unlike other nations, you don't have to be wealthy to get an education.
So I think they had a leg up in that respect. Now, that wasn't true of much of the rest of Europe. You had to have money to send your kid to school.
David Forlow is Scottish and author of Scots of Chicago's North Shore.
And so when you came here and you could read and write and do other things, instead of digging the ditches, you designed the ditches, or digging the canals, you built the crane.
It is the philosopher David Hume who encourages the disbursement of power to prevent corrupt empires. James Wilson and John Witherspoon are the two founding fathers born in Scotland who signed the Declaration of Independence and helped craft our founding documents.
I believe there are three values that inform every Scottish identity, and those are commitments to, or a belief in freedom and equality, a belief in education and critical thinking, and a belief in enterprise and entrepreneurialism that really are the foundations of what has become this great country we are now celebrating and living.
In later years, a tutor for a young Abraham Lincoln shares the works of Scottish poet Robert Burns.
We'd often read from one poem in particular called A Man's a Man for All That.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs his head and all that.
It's a very, very powerful poem. It speaks to the hypocrisy of those who aspire to be, you know, the elites and so on.
The pith of sense and pride of worth are higher rank than all that.
The Scottish thread that runs through American history may not be as bright as some tartans. People mostly recognize the culture from those kilts and bagpipes. Every summer, the Highland Games attracts Scottish and non-Scottish visitors alike. And while we recognize the bagpipes by sight and sound, they are a bit mysterious.
Basically, it's wind. It's a wind instrument, although we're not welcomed into the orchestra too often.
Yeah.
A little loud.
Dave Johnston gives up the bagpipes as a teen in Glasgow, but years later rediscovers the instrument and perhaps an appreciation for his culture as he moves to the U.S.
An older, getting up there as an adult, that you appreciate the history more, that I'm pretty sure I didn't as a teenager. To then leave to promote everything that you left, there is some irony in that, I'm sure, but it gives the chance to promote it around the world. Blow the wind in here, goes into the bag, you're actually blowing through the bag and you're playing, there's a reed in here that plays all the music.
He plays at parties, golf courses, weddings, and funerals, and yes, even a bar mitzvah or two.
Can you tell me about your tartan? Is it specific to your family or?
This one is. This is the ancient Johnston. I get to wear my own, which is nice. Ancient means that it's kind of muted colors. They kind of designed them to look like they would have back in the day when all they had was the vegetable dyes and natural products. But yeah, this is my family name, so I get to wear it with pride.
So while our idea of Scotland may be whiskey, kilts, castles, and bagpipes, the most influential may be that which we can't see, the ideas and resilience of an independent people.
For all that and all that, it's coming yet, for all that, that man to man, the world over, shall brothers be for all that.
Thanks for listening to Backstory. If you liked what you heard, please take a minute to subscribe to our podcast or leave a review. To watch our full coverage of this story and see some that didn't make it to the podcast, visit us online at wgntv.com/backstory.
This has been a production of the Tribune Audio Network.